some artistic antecedents. Listening as a building process of culture. According to Michel de Citeau, a city can be considered as a text written by those that tour, while doing their habitual itineraries, making use of a space that cannot be seen. Evading from the city panorama model, thought is an eminent visual, panoptic and geometric model, delineated by urbanists and cartographers. It appears for us the necessity of elaborating new sensible itineraries that could question the urban layout, usually considered as an univocal space. In 1966, the magazine Art Form publishes the Tony Smith's experience by while he was driving a car on a highway in the surrounding of New Jersey, converting the attitude in form. In the same year, Max Neuhaus paints the audience's hands with the message "Listen before all them" went to a series of defined listening localizations. The mere action of listening becomes a creative act, inheritor of the panorality and subversiveness of John Cage. The sound walk is manifested as an improvisation with the sounds of a territory, by Andrew McCartney. And the listening act merges to the idea of walking as an aesthetic practice, completing the analysis that Francesco Carreri makes about what he called of nomad cities, concept that also interested the lettres movement, the land art and the new architectonic practices during those years. Proposals like the Odadate itineraries, Odo Sound Date Place, by the artist Akio Suzuki in Berlin, Paris or Torino. Sound walks by Hildegard Westerkamp or Andrew McCartney close to the ecologist premise of the World Soundscape Project. The proposed walks in city in a sound walk by Michel Nagai using the extreme slow sound walk derived from the deep listening by Pauline Oliveros. The performances by Viv Coringham. The work Blind City by Francisco Elez, where blind person are guiding other people with blindfolded eyes. The works by Jean-Paul Thibaud and Nicolas Tixier, Parcours Commentes and Qualified Listening Motion, in the Crescent Lab in Grenoble. Or the sound walks by Janet Cardiff, have elaborated a set of interesting antecedents in the interference between sonic spheres, many times with high creative overlapping. These are just some examples that can approximate us to a psychogeographic city that is since now manifested as a discontinuous and subjective space. But also, to all this classical projects, we have to add the works, by S. Coitar, Tactical Sound Garden, Always Something Somewhere Else, Sonic City, that using technological tools have introduced the figure of the data flaner, putting the ear, if not in a higher level than the vision, at least in the same degree than the eye, extending the experience of the perception of the city, understood as a reality that multiplies itself in each listening act and that incessantly builds our reality.